Glenda Cleveland became widely known for a phone call she made to Milwaukee police. In 1991, Cleveland lived down the street from the Milwaukee apartment building where serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer resided. One evening in May, Cleveland's daughter and niece saw Dahmer outside with a naked, bleeding, and disoriented boy, 14-year-old Conorak Synthesimpone. A call was made to police. Two officers responded and, after talking with Dahmer, decided that Dahmer and Synthesimpone were adult lovers. Here's what the officers told their dispatcher.
The intoxicated Asian naked male was returned to his sober boyfriend.
A little while later, Glenda Cleveland dialed 911, wondering why Synthesimpone wasn't taken to the hospital. She eventually talked with one of the officers, questioning his contention that Synthesimpone was an adult.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Are you positive? Because this child doesn't even speak English. My daughter had, you know, dealt with him before, seen him on the street, you know, catching earthworms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's all taken care of, ma'am.
Are you sure?
Dahmer later killed Synthesimpone. Cleveland was eventually honored for trying to help the boy. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports that Cleveland died December 24th of natural causes, alone in an apartment not far from where she made the famous phone call. She was 56 years old. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.